This is my friend Joe Kirsten, and I'm really glad that he could come and visit for a week and do a show for us. So.
I got this banjo a couple years ago, and I bought it, and it was in this tuning, and I took it home and wrote this song, so I'm going to play it as if I don't know how to play the banjo. Look how I wrote it.
My fingers as I press into the dirt, sing for the rivers. All that I'm worth, I sing for the beauty and the wonders of this earth. I sing for my family to remember where I came from. And the love that she instilled, sing for my father and all the work he's done. I sing for my family to remember where I came from. I sing for the children and the future of this world. For the newborn baby smiling right back up at me, and I sing for their innocence and all their folds unfurled. I sing for the children and the future of this world. I sing because it feels good to me, because I have no choice. I tap my feet and I move about and I make a lot of noise. Sing because I'm able and because I have a voice. I sing because it feels good to me, because I have no choice. I sing for my life in the sharing of love. I sing for the truth which is coursing through my blood. I sing for the future and for the way it was. I sing for my life in the sharing of love.
Songs with me, and I think Nils is going to play a little bit, and so just a little bit of everything. My father was a roofer for a good part of his life, and he was the oldest of 13 children. Good old Catholic family, and his grandfather invented the roofing hammer, and maybe you've seen it's a square or it's a hammer with a square head on it and a razor blade on the other end, so you can pound shingles, you flip it over, you cut the shingle. So that would be my great grandfather invented the roofing hammer. So that was the family's claim to fame. They were all roofers, 13 of them, even the women. So I have a lot of memories of going out on Saturday mornings and roofing houses with my dad. And my job was always to he could put on shingles faster than anyone in town, really. It was amazing. And my job was to carry shingles on my back, up the ladder, put them on his knee before he used the last one that was on his knee. So this was quite a job. So I'd be up and down the whole day, you know, slapping them on his knee, and he'd be putting them on. And so then eventually I was old enough to learn how to put on shingles, so he taught me how to use the hammer. I always thought that was so unfair, though, because he was so much faster, so he would just carry like a couple bundles up on his shoulder and slam them down on the roof and say, "I've had it, you know." He'd stand there and drink Coke or whatever. And I was slaving away. So I wrote this for my dad.
Slip, you aim for the nail and not your thumb. So like I said, with the hammerhead, you gotta hit it to get it if it's gonna stand up firm. You gotta give it some time, and I know you'll learn. To use your hands and metal and wood, these skills I am never tell you what to do or what I think you should, but I'll teach you how to use your hands and metal and wood. Hey son, here's how it's done. You gotta work the hoe between the rows, a little every day till the harvest comes. And when the handle is long, if the blade is strong, you gotta hoe it to grow it if it's gonna feed you well. You gotta give it some time, and I know you'll be compelled. I am giving can earn you a living, but I'd never tell you what to do or what I think you should, but I'll teach you how to use your hands and metal and wood. And as you're digging deep and progress is made, both hands on the wood, one foot to tap the spade, and keep it honest, and I know you'll succeed. This is all you're ever gonna need. Use your hands in metal and wood. These skills I am giving can earn you a living, but I never tell you what to do or what I think you should. I'll teach you how to use your hands and metal and wood. Hey son, I see you have become are with your guitar. Your hands on the metal make the rosewood hum. And it's my only will that you use your skills. You gotta string it to sing it if it's gonna fill your soul. You gotta give it all you've got. To do or what I think you should, but I'll teach you how to use fell and wood.
This next song is, it's a really terribly depressing song. It's a happy little song about suffering. That's what I got to think about. Michelangelo knew damn well that David had to go through hell. Blow by blow, in all due time, he'd become more divine. Da 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 da. Swinging hammer and carving tools, leaving only beautiful. Where the chisel and the marble beats, he would become complete by falling onto the ground, falling onto the ground, falling onto the ground. Was one to complain as his world crumbled. He gained sight as he knew he was coming to life by falling onto the ground, falling onto the ground, falling onto the ground. Now he lives in Italy, as perfect as one can be, brought to life by the master's hand, so that we could understand. Falling onto the ground, one more time.
Winslow knew damn well that David had to go through hell. Blow by blow, in all due time, he'd become more fine. Da 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 da.
Descending, and I suppose it's pretty appropriate for this time of year.
Some of us are in a denial.
19 days of summer.
It's descending. It hasn't descended. It hasn't. It hasn't.
Landed.
It hasn't. But if you look up, you can see it coming.
Rocking to the rhythm of the changing time, and the northern winds come in from behind me on the shoulder, and they serve to remind me that I am going through some changes of my own, not as gracefully as she does. I am turning some colors of my own, not as brilliantly as she does. Whoa. I'm descending, brilliant and bold. Scarlet oak is weaving through the sugar maple gold, and in through my window the crisp wraps itself around me, and it makes me aware I am going through some changes of my own, not as gracefully as she does. And I am turning some colors of my own, not as brilliantly as she are drifting off to sleep, and my front porch swing is swaying in time, rocking to the rhythm of the changing time and time. Northern wind is coming from behind, tap me on the shoulder and they serve to remind me that I am going through some changes of my own, not as gracefully as she does. I am turning some colors of my own, not as brilliantly as she
dictionary up, it landed open, closed my eyes, pointed to a word,
and the word, anemone.
The word was anemone.
Anemone.
Anemone, that's right.
So, who knows what a sea anemone is?
Everything.
Okay.
So the so this was a songwriting challenge for the day, to write a song based on whatever word you point to in the dictionary. This is it.
I was swimming in the open sea, organism feeling fancy free. When I met her, it was aquatic bliss, but I never thought it could come to this. Sea anemone, she's got a hold on me. She doesn't make waves when she swishes. She's not like those other fishes. In with the voice of a siren, I fell for it. Now I'm dying, she is choking me right now. I choke her back, but I don't know how. She's got a hold on me.
Yeah.
A dirty little trick on the ocean floor, I was manipulated by a carnivore. I should have known better, cause I had a hunch. Now she is snacking on me for lunch. Sea anemone, she's got a hold on me.
This is a sing-along.
Sea anemone, she's got a hold on me.
She lured me in with the voice of a siren. Oh no, this is not right.
She doesn't make waves when she swishes. She's not like those other fishes. Sea anemone, she's got a hold on.
She doesn't make waves.
She doesn't make waves when she swishes. She's not like those other fishes. She lured me in with the voice of a siren. I fell for it. Now I'm dying. She is choking me.
Throw the dictionary up. And point to a word. And... So I learned this song a while ago. Well, it was interesting that today the announcement about the meal that we had for lunch today as being a meal to remember hunger, basically, and that a lot of the money that is saved goes to a homeless shelter in Wenatchee. And so I wasn't even really thinking about this song today, but then I thought I'd play it. This is not my song. This is a song by a songwriter named John McCutcheon. And I learned this, I guess, 3 years ago or so, I've played every year for 3 years at a benefit for a homeless shelter in Minneapolis, St. Stephen's Shelter. And I suppose it's a pretty important song. It's called Room Here for Another. There's room here for another. So I can see your face. The cops leave us alone here back of Murphy's body shop. And when the weather gets this bad, the old man leaves one car unlocked. Oh, they really gave you quite a cut. Here, this should wipe it clean. These days, you know, it seems as though the whole damn world's gone mean. And I know this ain't the Hilton, but the back seat here is free. And I can see just where you've been, my friend, and you're safe in here with me. Oh, my name is William Sanders, but my friends all call me Bo. I was born right here in Gary 37 years ago, when this town was filled with smoke and jobs, just as far as I could see. When the future shone as bright as new-made steel for guys like me. And then things went bad so quick. Remember back in 81, like fools we all believed when they said better times would come. Now like the men who'd hit me up for quarters when we'd meet, I scrounge for scraps of human kindness out here on the street. There's Lila down at the Bon Ton. She's good for coffee anytime. And the lighthouse mission's warm and dry, but you have to talk their line. There's a faucet down at the Chevron. Don't turn off at night. If the weather and the luck just turn, you might make out alright. Yeah, I've got two girls myself. They're with my wife somewhere out west. If I just knew they're okay, it sure would put my mind to rest. Some days I spend down at the park just to watch the families come, to remind myself I'm someone's dad, not just some goddamn bum. Oh, this sure ain't what I asked for. This sure ain't what I planned. I ain't looking for no handouts, but I sure could use a hand. Those who have and those who don't may be as one at last. For the climb, you know, is long and hard, but the fall comes hard. There's room here for another. If you got no place, come here into the light so I can see your face. The cops leave us alone here back of Murphy's body shop. And when the weather gets this bad, the old man leaves one car unlocked. I do a lot of work with children, and I've worked in a lot of different schools and different thing activity. I'm always the freak with the banjo who jumps around and does all the different things. One day I was playing basketball with a group of first graders, and there were about seven of us. And we're out on the playground, and the story, I guess, has nothing to do with the song other than I wrote it at the same time I was working with these kids. But kids are so goofy sometimes, but it's awesome. We're playing basketball, and this kid, Josh, keeps taking these shots, keeps missing. And one thing leads to another, and he walks to the center of the court, sits down in the circle that's painted on the basketball court, and he just sits there with his legs crossed, and everyone's still jumping around, and we're like, what's up with Josh? He's sitting in the middle of the... And so I kind of go over, I think something's maybe wrong, and I lean down, kind of like, Josh, what's going on? Something wrong? No, I just have some questions about God. Like now it's tied at 10 and we have the ball, and you know, God can wait. We have, you know, priorities, Josh. So he said, well, I keep hearing that God is up. And that basket hoop is up. And he was trying, and I'm trying to figure out a way how I can sort of, and I'm not sure the words he used, but something to the effect of combining forces. So this kid wasn't into strategy or practicing. He wanted to sit and think about, he wanted to make a shot, but he was having a heck of a time making a shot. So he was thinking somehow God could get him to make a basket. And all the other kids are, come on. I couldn't explain to them, you know. No, he's philosophizing here. We need to, you know, kids take a break, and they're like, they don't understand. Just the darndest things that they say is so neat. So this song is... not necessarily based on that experience, but just on being a kid, I guess.
Thank you.
We held on to the sail and we all made a pair of chutes. We landed safely in Zimbabwe. Now and there we ate lunch with the kindergarten. That's 29 little bellies on a starving Martian. Sandwiches and he ate all the crusts. That's all it took. He was one of us. And now here's where my story starts to blurry. I was wondering if my mom would start to worry. Yeah. So then I think we said goodbye. Hope that we'd meet again. Just me and all my newfound friends. Crawled my way back through the rocks and dirt. I muddied up my jeans and I stained my shirt. At home I told my mom I'd been to China, Mars, and France. She just smiled and wiped the sand out of my pants. When I said, dug my way to China, out in the backyard today, through the rocks and the clay and debris.
I would like to, I'm sure maybe some of you know this song, and if not, I would just like to teach it to you and we could sing it together. There's only one line in it. Well, that's not true. There's only one verse in it. You want to help me sing it? This is a traditional song, and it's the, it was the coal miners' union song. It's turn of the century. And so as the coal miners' union was forming, this is a song that was sung regularly as that was happening, and I suppose it has a lot to do with mining unions, but it has a lot to do with a lot of other things, and so that's all I'll say. It's called Step by Step, and so there's one whole verse, and I'd just like to teach the whole thing to you, and thought maybe we could just sing it together, because I think it's fun to sing together. It goes like this.
Step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And in union, what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn the mill, singly none, singly none, singly none.
That's the whole thing.
So, step by step, we will can be accomplished. one. Many stones can form an arch. Sing thee none, and in union what we will can be accomplished still. Drop so water, turn the mill. Sing thee none, step by step along this march. Can be one, many stones can form an arch. Sing thee none, and in union what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn to mill. Sing thee none, step by step along this arch. Can be one, many stones can form an arch. Sing thee none, and in union what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn to mill. Sing thee none, sing thee none, sing thee none.
I think maybe many of you heard this last night. I'll play the song again. It's called History. It was kind of neat because this song is only a couple weeks old. I've told some people this as we've been walking around and talking and things. And sometimes when I'm writing a song, I'm in my own space, and I know that I kind of like it, but not quite sure if it's